When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And by the way, this would be a great show to share. The best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Well, you click on listen in the upper left and then listen online and then you're all set. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And guess what? Good news today is that there's no alerts or bad news or anything this week. So all the stuff I posted this week on Facebook is just really wonderful photos and videos and stories about animals. And there's some really cute stuff. Before we continue, I just want you to know that keeping us literally on the air and working this morning is Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hello. Good morning, Martha.
Oh, gosh. It's a good thing that we don't try to be professional and hide anything here.
Well, you haven't said anything yet. You haven't given us the details.
I know, but that's where I'm going now, because I got to tell you, folks, this is just really goofy. I don't think that I don't ever remember Nathan being so dysfunctional and discombobulated right up until the last minute when the show started.
Well, because dogs have their own or any animal, I guess, has its own version of the zoomies. And now I guess that we can call it the Martha zoomies.
I guess so, because I decided, well, it's an extra Sunday of the month, and since we've got a special show planned and a great book to talk about and an author, and I'm just so looking forward to it. But anyway, I didn't have to be in the studio today because my author's on the East Coast, and you know, so I decided, because I'm just so overwhelmingly busy right now, that rather than spend the extra time driving to and from the station, I would Zoom in from home. And that has just always been a piece of cake. And, you know, I have a link. You know, if you all are familiar with Zoom, it's kind of when you're doing radio on Zoom, it's the same thing in terms of you hooking up. But this time, you know, I did the link and Nathan brought me up and all of that, and things weren't working right. That it wasn't coming through my headset and all. And I guess when we finally got it all worked out, which was like the Red Robin was already playing. So that's how close it was that we came. Red Robin was playing when this finally came together. It had to do with the timing of how I tuned in when I did. But anyway, we figured it all and got it done. But I don't even know if I'm ready yet. I mean, the good news is, I mean, that you're the only one that can see me.
Right.
I got my clothes on and all of that, and I'm ready and I'm organized. Let's see, I have my tea. I got my show stuff here, and I've got the book, and so I think we're good.
So, seems like it. Know what everybody else is looking at right now, and that's gray skies out there.
Well, yeah, but you haven't shown me what's going on down in your neighborhood.
Actually,
I
still
yet.
Need to move that camera over so you can see outside. We'll probably get to that at the first break
yet.
Here.
So, well, up here, it's just gray and cloudy. But the rain I was hoping for hasn't come yet. Oh, there we go. Nathan turned the camera around for me.
It's still a little bit bright, overexposed, because I've got to get the camera closer to the window.
Gotcha. But, yeah, it looks pretty much the same down there as it does up here. Have you gotten any rain down there yet?
Maybe just a little bit of drizzle, but it's nothing to be considered measurable rainfall. So, in theory, no. But did a water fall from the sky? A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, but I am so grateful for cooler weather. These last few days have been great. I've been grateful for the clouds when there's a little sprinkle here and there. I think this was the first, Nathan. I did one of the counseling sessions I did this last week. I'm not sure which day it was because it wasn't one I did yesterday. So it was the one I did before yesterday, whatever day that was. And wherever I was, I think I was in Redmond. By the end of the session, we had to go out to practice walking in the neighborhood with the dog, you know, on leash and around stuff. And I don't know that I've ever done this before, but it was drizzling. And we went out and I worked a dog in the rain without a raincoat and with just my little, you know, hoodie on, and got wet and loved it. I don't ever remember going out and working in the rain and being so happy to be in the rain. And, you know, normally that would have put a real damper on everything, but it was like, I was so grateful for the rain that it worked out. So.
And for once, it's finally starting to look like Seattle again out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, this is what I'm used to. Let's be gray and drizzly and rainy and on the cool side. And boy, I'm so grateful after everything that all the heat we've had going on this summer. Boy, it has been something else. So how are we on the weather? I had heard that there was going to be some rain coming in today. So what are we doing in this neck of the woods?
Well, everything that we're looking at as far as rain goes is going to be up until 11 a.m. this morning. So once we head into the afternoon, pretty much all the rain will be gone. And that'll lead us over to a pretty much a mostly sunny week ahead of us, but still not as hot as it has been before. Probably the warmest temperatures we'll get are the mid-70s, and pretty pleasant out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I've decided that if we just stay in the 70s or below from now on, that I will be very happy. So we'll see. I don't think we're expecting any more big heat stuff. I know Natasha, you know, Venter, our medium and communicator and psychic gal, you know, and Natasha was on the show with us last week, and I think she told us that... And I can't remember if it was on air or off air, but she told me she thought that that it was going to cool down pretty rapidly and that we were not going to have an Indian type summer sort of thing where we'd have another stretch of really, you know, hot, you know, warmer weather later, more towards fall. But that, of course, is a psychic impression. We'll have to see what happens with that. But what does our extended forecast kind of say? Do you?
Nothing above the mid-70s, as far as I can tell.
Pretty much
all I can see up to is right now on Saturday, and it'll still be 75 then, but sunny skies and nothing really showing sign of really cooling down yet, though.
Okay. Well, all right. So now, all right, I'm starting to feel like maybe we're actually going to pull this off today. nothing if not flexible. And I guess after all these years, you know, sometimes when things don't work out till the very last minute, you just have to cope. So I think that we probably ought to stay pretty focused so that I get the show started here. But I do want to tell you what's going on today in case you haven't been paying attention. Nathan and I are going to do the first hour of the show today because we've got our general stuff to catch up on and everything I have to tell you about. And I've got some good stuff to tell you about today. And then we'll get current events and so forth done in this first hour. And then the rest of the show, starting for the 10 a.m. hour, we are going to welcome a remarkable guy, the author that's going to join us a little later in the show. His name is Walter Stoffel. And actually, I was told about him, or he was told about me in the show by one of our listeners. And Aranka, and actually she called in in the last couple months or something, Nathan, and I think she told us on the air that she was the one that referred Walter and his book to me. And what a great call that was for her to do that. And she has to have been a listener long enough to have heard about my work with animals as a behavior therapist and trainer, and all with the endocrine immune imbalance, the Plechner syndrome that we've talked about for so many years here on the show, because this is so in line with all of this. I just can't wait to get to know Walter. And just so you know, we have not spoken, you know, voice to voice. We've only communicated, you know, virtually via the internet. And I just decided that we'll save our whole getting to know each other for on the air today. And this guy is, I just can't wait to see how this is going to shake out, because his name is Walter Stoffel. The book is called Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And I can't remember if I showed you the book, Nathan, but I'm going to hold it up for you so you can see. It has a nice picture of Lance's head on the cover. And Lance is a black and white border collie. And gosh, the book is absolutely wonderfully written. Walter is a great author, and his sense of humor is something else. But it is the story of Lance, this border collie, and who had an extremely abusive of life and so forth. And it was so bad at one point that actually Walter stole the dog, and you know, in order to rescue him and get him out of that situation. And the story before, during all of that, and after, and then the life that Lance spent with Walter and his wife Clara is absolutely remarkable. And this book, there are so many reasons for us to spend time with Walter and talk about this book. And this could actually shake out into more of an educational thing and spreading the word about what was most likely wrong with Lance, and one of, you know, the biggest reason why all of this may have happened in the way that it did. And Walter has such an incredible following now, and Lance with this book, that he could do a lot to spread the word and so forth. So we'll see how this all shakes out today, and it may lead to another show with the purpose of educating and spreading the word to all of Walter's fan base and everything about Plechner syndrome and then that sort of thing. But I can't wait to welcome him, and Walter will join us for the 10 and 11 o'clock hours, and we will all get to know each other together, and you'll get to hear about this wonderful story about Lance, the border collie, and the spirit unbroken. And I think first and foremost, the story is about the most unconditional love and devotion that, you know, two humans could show to a canine. Really remarkable what they went through to give Lance the life that he ended up having, and doing their best to try to help this guy. But it's just remarkable, and we will welcome Walter at 10 o'clock hour, and continue from there. So if you want to check out the book in the meantime, you can check, it's called Lance, A Spirit Unbroken by Walter Stoffel, Stoffel. And I'm looking forward to getting to that. All right. So in order to do that, though, we have got a lot of business to take care of, and I've got stuff to tell you about. So let's go ahead. And and I should say that our wonderful Stacy Buck, our call screener, did not come in today because, we're probably not going to have a lot of time for phone calls. We may have some time for some phone calls, as we get through our interview more into the 11 o'clock hour. We'll see how it goes. But I don't think she's out golfing today, Nathan, though. It's not really golf weather, is it, down there?
It depends on what kind of golfer you are. For me, I wouldn't mind going out in this weather, honestly.
Yeah, would you go out and play frisbee golf?
Of course.
In this weather? You would. Okay.
Even if it's a little bit of rain, I'll maybe still go out. Just find a more wooded course.
If you'd be like me, training a dog in the rain and loving it, which is totally unusual.
And speaking of it, since you just mentioned disc golf, I got my first hole-in-one the other day.
Oh, wow. Well, I
guess pretty proud of
that. Would be that's pretty amazing, right? I've never actually, I drive by a disc golf course all the time because there's one out here in Monroe, but I've never actually gone in there, and walked the course or anything. And I can kind of, there's one place when you drive by, you can see a few of the, I guess you'd call it the holes, but it's like, it's kind of a net type contraption on a pole or something. There's not like a hole in the ground you throw the disc into.
Yeah, I describe it kind of as a upside down bird cage a little bit.
Okay.
But it's called a basket or pin.
And then elevated. They're elevated, right?
Some can be, yeah.
And then the idea is that you throw it into the basket.
Right. And it has to land in a basket after hitting the chain. So if you land on top of the basket, it doesn't count. The whole thing, because there's like a platform at the very top. If you land on top of that, it doesn't count. And if you land below the basket and lean against the pole, that doesn't count either. So it has to be in the basket in the middle.
Okay. And then obviously so I don't know the length of a hole, on a disc course. Because this used to be a golf course, and then it got turned into a disc, frisbee disc course.
Right.
So are the length of the holes similar?
They can be shorter. The typical hole is about 250 to 300 feet. I'm not quite sure the average is for a normal golf hole, but I think like a typical par three in golf is like maybe 200 yards, I want to say, something like that.
Yeah. So, but at any rate, they're short enough that on some holes you can throw a hole in one, and sounds like that is as elusive as it might be in regular golf, because you've been playing for a long time, and you say this was your first hole in one?
Just about 2 years. So yeah, okay. I know some people that have gotten a couple before and have been playing a shorter amount of time than me. But I also know some people that have been playing maybe 7 years and just recently got their first ace or hole in one, or haven't gotten a single one yet.
All right. Now, I'm remembering back growing up with my parents, because they were golfers. And I remember that my dad, he would golf a lot. But I remember he had to buy hole in one insurance. Because if you were at the golf club and you got a hole in one, then you had to buy drinks for everybody else that was playing golf on the, that day. So you bought hole in one insurance that would cover that. So now, is there a similar kind of rule in disc golf? Do you have to like get everybody a cigar or buy everybody a drink, or if you get a hole in one?
Normally what happens is people will start signing your disc. So you'll get to keep that disc as like a sort of a trophy. That disc until hole in one becomes a trophy.
Gotcha.
And you write where and when you got the ace on it, and people will write like, nice shot or perfect shot or something like that, and they'll sign it.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. So we learned something about disc golf today. Well, congratulations that you've now joined the hole-in-one club of disc golf.
It's about time.
Yeah. And maybe I'll have get even more and more. All righty then. So I'm looking at the clock and golly, talked our way all the way down. It's time to take care of advertisers. So before we officially start the show, let's stay on track here and take care of advertisers. And then we'll come back and officially start the show. And I'll tell you all the stuff that I got to tell you about so we can wind our way towards the love train and the top of the hour. And then we can welcome Walter. Now you got to hope though, think good thoughts for Walter and this interview, because he is on the East Coast. And if you've been paying attention, there's a hurricane threatening back there. And it just occurred to me last night when I was just about getting ready to bed, it's like, oh my goodness, my author's on the East Coast. And I wonder, wasn't quite sure where he is. So this will just give you an idea of his sense of humor. So late last night, I sent an email to him and said, you know, what about this hurricane and are you in harm's way? And is this going to affect you in the area that you're in? And you know, assuming that I'd get some information back from him. So the email I got back this morning when I got on my computer, Nathan, he just wrote back and said, yes. Okay. Yes, it's a problem. Well, so apparently it's rainy but no wind or something. There is weather going on in his area, but so far we're okay. But anyway, think good thoughts that the area around Walter stays calm enough that we are able to maintain our connection and do the interview later today. So that's the other little caveat we've got going is hurricanes on the East Coast. All righty. So let's take care of advertisers. We'll come back and start the show. And everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen with Vertical Energy uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, it is a cloudy gray day here out in the great Pacific Northwest, but we're very grateful for the cooler weather and hoping for some rain here. And but on the other hand, we're hoping for calmness on the East Coast around our author's area and that hurricane that's fooling around back there. So at any rate, let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner and energy codes gal. And you can find out all about her at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And remember that Linda is offering a free introductory session to anyone who calls or texts her. And all I got to do is say, hey, heard about John Animal World, would love a free session, which you can do in person with her at her office in the Intraspace facility at the Old Rainier Brewery, or she works remotely. So any of you listening from around the country can have a free session with Linda. And all you got to do is give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. We're holding the space for Jude Ponton, and she is doing well. She's working again back at the Whispering Dragon Center, whispering-dragon.com. She's working Wednesdays and Fridays, 2 days a week right now. And so you can see her in person for sound energy healing. She is our area's, premier sound healer. And you can see her in person, or she can work remotely. And you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates and love to get you on the show and get you an interview and links on the website, all that good stuff. All you got to do, you can shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can pick up your phone, give me a call. Now, not now, of course, doing the radio show, but later, 360-217-7258. All righty then. Let us get to officially starting the show. If you haven't been with me before, I officially start the show every week by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And we start, because it's Sunday, with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, and then we got a bunch of affirmations to get us energized and spiritualized up for the day and the week. So I'm going to get us started with that, and I start with a little prayer for our animal friends. It's the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now we have a little longer one for us human animals, and this is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, got a bunch of affirmations here that we do. Some of them courtesy of our regular guests here. This first affirmation we do for ourselves personally, and then most of the rest of them we're doing for all of us as an Animal World collective. Remember, thought directs energy, so when we all put our thoughts to this, it makes it more powerful. So I repeat them three times. This part of the show is voluntary, so you can say these along with me or not, and you can use them every day like I do or not. It's completely up to you. Now, here goes affirmation number one, and this one we're doing for ourselves. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens today in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation here we do for ourselves, kind of as an animal world collective. And the more you can focus your mind on the meaning of these affirmations and your emotions on the feeling of them makes them more powerful. Here's affirmation number two. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one is, doing for ourselves and all of us, and to get us all in the right frame of mind for going out and about in the world we're having to navigate these days. Seems that we're having to be more careful and more precautions. But I want you to have the right attitude. Instead of going out in fear, go out with health and spreading wellness. So here is affirmation number three. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right. And I've got one more in this group that is intended to help us align with and accept what's going on right now in our lives with all, the heat and the weather and the pandemic, everything that's going on. It can be a little overwhelming. I have found this affirmation, courtesy of Natasha, that has helped me tremendously. So this, again, we're doing for ourselves and all of us. And here we go. My body, me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Me and my body gently, easily, harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. And then to complete this series of affirmations with me, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. Now, to complete our cycle, this is the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, their International Warriors of Light affirmation. And this is the one that, hundreds and hundreds of people all over the world were doing this on a regular basis. So remember, thought directs energy. And when we put our energy to it, we're making it more powerful. So this is for all of us in the world in general. We can sure use it right now. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty then. We are all energized and spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and we will continue that Warriors of Light business when we get to the love train at the top of the next 2 hours. All righty. So, Nathan,
Yes, ma'am.
I just gotta say, in follow-up department, there's no animal TV on Saturdays yet. It's still American Zoos shows, and you know I just can't handle the energy. So I'm watching other stuff, waiting for my favorite animal TV shows to come back. Hopefully that's gonna be sometime in the future. I do have an update on the birds in our area, because I've been very concerned because the birds kind of just disappeared. And that's extremely unusual. So I've been doing some investigating. I actually went down to Wild Birds Unlimited in Monroe to talk to Leanne about it, and because wondered if everyone else was, their birds were disappearing. And you know, she said that yeah, it's very unusual for this area, but and it has to do with the heat. She believes that in other areas of the country that get, you know, really, really hot, like we got for a while, the birds do kind of go away, you know, to cooler areas and hide during that time. And so people that live in other parts of the country where this kind of, you know, that tremendous heat is normal, they're kind of used to the birds coming and going, but we aren't. So I have to say, with the cooler weather this last few days, that I am having more and more birds are out and about. And if you've heard us talking about it, I have, and most everybody that is hanging, well, anybody in this animal world area may have the Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, the Merlin Bird ID app. And oh, by the way, I just got my phone out, Nathan. Mm-hmm. Stacy's listening. Hey, Stacy. And she says it's perfect golf weather. Cool, but not raining.
There you go.
Right. See, you go disc golfing. Sounds like she's going golfing. So perfect
weather. But first, she's got to listen to Animal World.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And obviously she is. So I'm going to my bird app now. I have 14 birds now.
Really?
I added a northern flicker, a common raven, a western wood peewee, and a cedar waxwing this week.
I haven't heard any birds in my backyard, because normally I think another reason why the birds are kind of going away is because there's usually a little creek that runs through the backyard area, and that's around where all the birds hang out. But since it's been so warm and so dry, that creek has been running really low, so maybe the birds have migrated over to where they can have a better water source. But that one crow is still hanging out there, and that's all I hear.
Okay. Well, if anybody's interested, this is by the Cornell Lab. They're the ones that do the, you know, backyard bird count and all of that. And this helps them with their counts and all of that. But it's also the greatest app, and what a great fun toy to play with. Just go to your app store and search Merlin Bird App, Bird ID, Merlin Bird ID. It's free. And you can take pictures and get birds identification. But the really cool thing is they have sound ID. So you can turn on the microphone and record the sounds you're hearing, and the birds will pop up of what they are. And it's absolutely fascinating. I didn't know I had all these. In fact, sounds that I thought were squirrels are actually birds. So anyway, it's great fun. So I hope you will get into that. All righty. Now, let's see. Couple of things. Oh, we got some good news in the news today, Nathan. One of them is, remember we were last week talking about the giant Asian hornets, the murder hornets that, you know, are now making their way into our state. And last week they had caught two live hornets and tagged them. And we're trying to trace them. Well, apparently one of them led them back to a nest. So they found a nest of the hornets that they are planning. They're formulating their plan to take it out. Apparently, I think it's in the base of a tree on a private property, like the last one was also in a tree. But they're formulating their plan to take it out this week. So, you know, it's really important that especially if you're in the northern part of the state, Whatcom County and the area up there, that you are paying attention, because if you see any of these hornets, you know, they want you to report it immediately so they can, you know, get a live trap going so that they can search for them. And you know, the more of these hives or nests they can take out before they spread, the better. We did ask Natasha about them last week, and her intuitive impression was that, yeah, they're going to find some. And of course they did. And she said they're going to slow them down, not going to stop them. But by being diligent and slowing them down, we'll do that long enough that our honeybees, because that's the big downside to the murder hornets, is they can take out honeybee hives really fast. They bite their little heads off. That will slow them down enough that our honeybees will learn how to protect themselves, which they do in you know, other parts of the world where these hornets are native. So that's the good news, that they found a hive and they're going to take it out this week. Now, the other thing I want to tell you about, Nathan, I haven't talked about this for quite a long time on the show, but I had the most dramatic experience with the deer whistles on my car that I've ever had. So have I talked about deer whistles, Nathan, with
you?
Tell
me about them.
Okay.
Why are they on your car?
Well, I learned about these, I don't know, 20 years ago when I moved out to the country here. You know, one of the big problems when you're in the country is animals run across the road and, you know, there ends up being collisions between wildlife and cars, most commonly deer.
Mm-hmm. That's because they always put the deer crossing signs on the highways. I mean, what can you do about it?
Yeah, but you know, it seems that deer's always, the timing is like, you know, just before the car's coming, they're going to dash across the road. And so hitting deer can be a problem. You know, you get the possums, you've got all the other little critters that run across the road. Anyway, these little deer whistles, you buy them at auto parts stores. And they're a little plastic whistle type thing. They used to be, when I first started buying them, a pair of them to put on the front of your car was like $5. So, you know, they're definitely under $10. I get them at O'Reilly's auto parts store in Monroe is where I've gotten them. So you get them at auto parts stores. They're called deer whistles. And they had them in black or silver, I think. I got the black ones. And anyway, you just stick them on to the front of your car somewhere, you know, the bumper or whatever. And
it looks like right in front of the grill.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't hear them when you're driving. But apparently when you're driving, the wind goes through them and does some kind of whistle. Well, I, over the years, I can't tell you how many times I've actually seen them working, because I, you know, I'm out in the country and there's a lot of the land of no sidewalks and all kinds of wild critters out here. And the last 6 miles between Monroe and where I live, I'm driving the old highway, so it's a 2-lane road and country road through a lot of pasture land. So a lot of times where I'm driving on this road, I can see ahead of me in the pastures and animals that might be running through the pasture. And I have number of times I've seen this happen with deer, with rabbits, and with squirrels, that I'm driving and I can see the animal running through the pasture, running straight for the road. And I can, let's see. And then I'm driving. And when I get a certain amount of feet on, I don't know what it might be, but 30 to 50 feet or something to that area, you can see when they start hearing the whistle, because they stop immediately. And most of them turn around, run the opposite direction. And I have seen that over and over again. Well, let me tell you, this week, Nathan, it just blew me away. And I was driving down Old Owen Road home, and it was daylight. I was not in the pasture land, so there was private property and probably some wooded tree area to my right. And as I'm driving it happened really fast, but not very far ahead of me, all of a sudden there's a deer going 180 miles an hour right close to the road, kind of came out of the bushes or the trees or whatever, and right close to the road. Well, I have really good reactions because I used to race cars and all that kind of stuff. And I've got really good reaction time. And of course, I hit the brakes right away. But this was so close to me that even with my reaction time, by the time the car slowed down to almost a stop, I was right at where the deer was, and we would have collided. But it was phenomenal, Nathan. This deer is just 180 miles an hour headed towards the road. I'm driving, I've hit my brakes, but I don't think I'm going to stop in time. You see it when the whistle hit, you know, when the deer hears the whistle. My God, it was amazing. The deer stopped on a dime in its tracks and made a 90-degree turn. So at that moment is exactly where my car got next to the deer. So we would have collided, except the deer stopped on a dime, 90-degree turn. And by the time I got there, now me and the deer's running 180 miles an hour, but right next to my car going the same direction. So now me and the deer are driving, and I'm like, holy moly, those deer whistles are phenomenal. It literally saved me from crashing a deer. It saved that deer's life. So I just want everybody to know deer whistles work. If you drive around the country at all, you need them on your car. And if you pay attention, you will see that. Like I said, I've seen the deer, numbers of deer over the years that have gotten out of the road or stopped going into the road or stopped and turned around. I've seen rabbits do it and squirrels and all of that. They're so worth it, and they're so cheap and easy. So
yeah, I'm not sure what kind of sound it's making to the deer or how it interprets it, but the way it works here, I'm reading on Wikipedia, it says that deer are highly unpredictable, skittish animals whose normal reaction to an unfamiliar sound is to stop, look, and listen to determine if they are being threatened. So I assume maybe that whistle is probably making some sort of predatorial type noise to the deer that makes it want to run away.
Yeah, because they stop instantly. Most of them stop, turn, and run the opposite direction. The one, you know, this week for me, stopped and did a 90-degree turn and kept running right next to. And then, of course, I watched in my rearview mirror as I passed, and the deer was fine. We did not make contact, but only. Due to those deer whistles. I mean, otherwise, wow. My car would have been crunched and I would have probably killed that deer. I'm just so grateful for deer whistles.
And I guess in Australia, they have another product, which is electronically powered speakers. So they're not a whistle, but a speaker. And they call it the Shoo-Roo. And it's used to decrease collisions with kangaroos on their highways.
Oh, wow. Wow, cool. All right. So everybody go out and get your deer whistles. All righty. Let's see. We are going to take care of advertisers one more time, and then we'll come back and take care of current events. So we'll be ready to get on the love train and then welcome Walter and Lance's story at the 10 o'clock. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Current events is next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. cat's not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We just heard from our wonderful advertisers, NuPro Supplements. That's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuPro Supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Most phenomenal dog supplement for, you can emphasize skin and coat or hip and joint, produces phenomenal hair coats and so forth. That's what got Robbie's hair to come in so lovely when he was younger. Love the NuPro supplements. Check them out at NuProSupplements.com. And then, of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I specialize in working with people privately in their homes, usually only having to see them once and getting really out of control dogs into under control really quickly. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, although I'll tell you, I'm absolutely overwhelmed right now, and I have a little trouble keeping up with everybody that wants to work with me. So if you're patient with me and can play phone tag for a while, I'd love to hear from you and help you if I can. So give me a call at 360-217-7258. If you know of anybody has problems with their animals, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. You can also send me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or go through the website, marthanorwalk.com. All righty then. It is time for current events. We got some good stuff. Things are starting to happen, although with you know, COVID numbers going up and all of that, I don't know if this is going to continue. So we'll just have to pay attention and see what happens. Let's see. We have got the Homeward Pet Open Golf Tournament is on Friday, August 27th at 1:30. It's your opportunity to play the golf club at Redmond Ridge. Registration is open with limited spots, but you can register individually or as a team of four. Go to homewardpet.org. And Seattle Humane's open for walk-in customers again, and their annual Tuxes and Tails, they're going to try to pull this off in person this year. Right now it's scheduled for Saturday, September 18th at 5:30 at the Hyatt Regency Bellevue. Tickets are on sale now, and so you have to keep your fingers crossed that they'll be able to continue to do this live in person. Tickets available at seattlehumane.org. The Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project Sexless Soiree, the Purring 20s live auction and soiree will be Saturday, September 18th at the Mountaineers Club. And they're doing both a virtual online silent auction as well as the in-person soiree and auction. The online silent auction goes from September 12th through the 19th. Tickets are now available for the soiree at a revert. Anyway, and you can register at feralcatproject.org. All righty. Now, the Northwest Stream Center, there's some amazing stuff happening up there. They are doing their first in-person event On September 9th, that's a Thursday, 7 p.m., in their auditorium, which is quite huge. And it will be Butterflies and Native Plants with Julie O'Donnell. So you can learn about 22 butterflies of the Puget Sound lowlands and plants that attract them. $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. Call to reserve your spot, 425-316-8592. Now, I didn't post this up for officially on the website for current events. It's a really special helping, volunteering thing. If you want to serve for at Northwest Dream Center and you're in good shape, I'm just going to read you about it because this is for very special people here. And if you're interested, you can just shoot me an email and I'll forward you this email, or you can check it out at Northwest Dream Center. But they're saying, let's go fishing. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, August 25th, 26th, 27th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., Adopt a Stream Foundation stream team is going fishing. The stream is Olaf Strad Creek, and that's located in Arlington. During those 3 days, they expect to catch a couple thousand fish in the Olenstrad Creek. Most will be small coho salmon fry and larger cutthroat trout. But they never know exactly what there will be found. It will be exciting, they say. The fish will be identified by species, then counted and transferred up or downstream to where the stream team is constructing a new 600-foot-long stream channel for these things. So if you want to help, the stream team is inviting up to 8 volunteers on each day to help catch fish, transport them to the safe haven. It's going to be fun, but they say it's challenging. It will involve a lot of bending at the waist and carrying buckets of water with fish up or downstream. You can, you must be in good physical condition. And in addition, each volunteer must be fully vaccinated for COVID and bring proof of vaccination card with a mask. Be equipped with at least knee-high rubber boots, and if you have hip boots or chest waders, bring them along because you'll be assigned to the deeper pools. Bring a water bottle and lunch for something to nibble on for high energy. Bring a hat for shade, as sun is expected, and gloves just in case. Wear a brightly colored shirt, red, orange, or yellow, and be prepared to get muddy. So if you fall into all of that, and you'd like to volunteer for a day up in Arlington to help with this fish project, then you need to apply for this unique fishing adventure. You can call the Northwest Stream Center at 425-316-8592, 425-316-8592. And they want you to call either yesterday, which we missed, or this Tuesday, the 24th. So if you want to sign up for one of these 3 days, be one of the 8 volunteers each day, you're going to call on this Tuesday. And then they say, if you don't get an answer, they may be up a creek or with a visitor to the stream center. So leave a message detailing you want to go fishing, meet requirements above, and the date you want to fish with the stream team. And then they say, then speak slowly with your telephone number and repeat it twice. So there are your instructions. And if you would like the press release on this, then call me or shoot me an email and I'll forward the press release to you so you can sign up. So there we go. I think we got everything in we need to, Nathan.
We do. And we also did get an email in if you want to maybe address it real quick. Doesn't seem like it should be too long. Just a issue with a 16-week-old golden retriever that's barking a lot. So do you want to maybe talk about that real quick before we end this hour?
Why don't you read it to me? I don't know that it's going to be, I have a 1-minute answer, but let's see.
All right. So this comes from Laura, and Laura writes, "Help. Our puppy has decided the last 2 mornings after sleeping through the night at 11 weeks to awake at 4:30 and 4:45 a.m. So it sounds like it's waking up pretty much at the same time each night or morning. And she takes him out to potty and bring him back to the crate, but he has decided to bark, bark, bark. And that results in waking up the other 2 dogs in her kids' rooms, and then he won't stop barking. So she's taken him out of the crate both mornings to start his day so he doesn't continue barking. and she withholds feeding until his usual 6 a.m. What do we do?
You could hire Aunt Martha. There's no way I can answer that in 30 seconds. Okay, so the things you need to know sounds like the puppy is sleeping in a crate at night. The best place for the puppies to sleep is in the owner's bedroom, but not in the bed. So the crate ideally should be in the bedroom with you. If not, it should be in a room where you spend the most time. But if it's in the bedroom with you, then it's easy to correct the dog. At 11 weeks, if you're handling it right and you've been educating the dog properly, they should be able to hold a golden puppy at that age, should be able to hold easily through the night. Be sure you're pulling up water 2 to 3 hours before bedtime so puppy isn't tanking up. But by taking the puppy out, when they fuss and all that, you know, you're actually encouraging that behavior to continue. So it was going to require more of a dialogue between me and you so I can find out answers to more of these questions and then advise you how to do this. But basically, you need to teach him that he has to be quiet. And so that's going to involve a sound interruption and correction. But how you go about doing that is going to depend on where the crate is, where it's located, and all that sort of stuff. So the bottom line is it's resolvable, but you need to know what you're doing. And I don't have enough information to be able to answer that. So you can call me. We could do this quickly over the phone, 360-217-7258. So that's the best I can do at this point. So I look at that. We're out of time. So we've got to wrap up hour number one. And that means, woohoo, it's time for the love train. And we will get ready to do that. This is our exercise and fun to get us energized up for the day and the week. And I feel, Jen, on kind of what I do. We're sending love around the world. And remember, we're focusing on that thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And the more we all get in that, let's send the love all over. And there's a lot of places that need it right now. The East Coast for the hurricane area. We've got Haiti with the earthquake and everything going on down there. And then we've got Afghanistan. So when you hear a love train and you get on, you're dancing and doing that. When it gets to the part about sending love to all the different places, Russia and China and Israel and all that, Afghanistan, Haiti, add those places and work with me so that we're sending our energy all around and really making a difference here on Sunday morning on Animal World. So I energize up the love train song with our yogi energization prayer. And I'm going to do that right now. So, O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.